Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 16th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened a formal investigation into Tesla's autopilot driving system. Of the 31 investigations by the NHTSA into crashes involving autonomous driver assistance systems since 2016, 25 involved Tesla autopilot, with 10 deaths reported. Intel announced its upcoming high-performance discrete GPUs will be branded as Arc. The first ARC cards will be released in Q1 2022 with support for hardware ray tracing and full DirectX 12 Ultimate compliance. Vulture sources say Warner Media plans to replace every single connected TV app for HBO Max in the next 4 to 5 months. Roku and PlayStation are the first planned releases, followed by Apple TV near the end of 2021. T-Mobile said it's investigating a forum post offering to sell social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, unique IMEI numbers, and driver's license information. According to Motherboard's correspondence with the seller, this contains information on 100 million people, and information came from T-Mobile's servers. Motherboard said the sample data it received came from T-Mobile customers. Microsoft released an out-of-band security advisory acknowledging yet another Principler vulnerability, a local privilege escalation vulnerability that needs user interaction to be exploited. Microsoft has not released a fix, but it appears if you restrict the device to only install printers from authorized servers in a group policy, as long as the server isn't compromised, you'll be able to use Principler. According to China's National Bureau of Statistics, the country's integrated circuit output increased 41.3% on the year to 31.6 billion units in July, setting a new monthly record. For 2021 so far, China's output is up 47.3% on the year to 203.6 billion units. A few undersea internet cable headlines. Amazon and Facebook asked the FCC to approve a cable between the Philippines and California, slated to start operation in late 2022. Google and Facebook announced that they will take part in the Apricot undersea cable system to link Japan, Singapore, Taiwan, Guam, the Philippines, and Indonesia, planned for 2024. And Facebook, China Mobile, and MTN Group announced the expansion of their To Africa undersea cable network for Africa, adding the Seychelles, Comoros, Angola, and a new connection to Nigeria, now set to reach 26 countries. The Connectivity Standards Alliance delayed the release of the Matter smart home standard until the first half of 2022, originally planned for late 2021. A rough version of the specification should be ready by the end of 2021, but the development kit, first device certifications, and a formal certification program are being delayed to match the expectations of the market. Reddit began rolling out a dedicated section for a swipeable video collection in its iOS app, offering traditional upvote, downvote, and comment options. Reddit already offers a similar video offering, but videos have to be tapped and are tied to specific subreddits. It's unclear when the feature will roll out to all iOS users or come to Android. In the first full week of August, Switch games from Nintendo and third parties swept the top 30 best-selling games in Japan, reportedly the first sweep by a single platform since 1988. The analysts at NPD report that for the U.S., Switch games took 9 of the top 20 spots in July. The open-source Debian project released the stable Debian 11 Linux distribution, codenamed Bullseye. It offers XFAT file system support on the kernel level for the first time, uses the Internet Printing Protocol over USB rather than printer drivers, and comes with 5 years of support. It's available on x86 and ARM platforms, as well as PowerPC, IBM S390, and MIPS architectures. Facebook Messenger began rolling out the option for end-to-end encryption on voice and video calls. Text chats have offered encryption through the Secret Conversation feature since 2016. The company also said it's testing end-to-end encryption for group chats and from DMs in Instagram. Researchers from the University of New South Wales published an article in the journal Science Advances detailing using a crystal prism above the processor in a quantum computer to focus wavelengths of microwaves used to control qubit spin rather than using a wire directly beside the qubit. This opens the door to reducing the power and heat of quantum computers, as well as potentially scaling up to 4 million qubits. For reference, IBM announced in 2020 it planned to build a 1,000-qubit computer by 2023. And finally, the ARM-powered Linux device maker Pine64 announced the PineNote, a $399 e-ink Linux tablet with Wacom Pen support. Pine64 claims it will be thinner than the Kindle Oasis 3, while offering a 10.1-inch 60Hz screen with an adjustable front light, as well as a quad-core ARM-based Rockchip RK3566 chipset. The company hopes to start shipping to early adopters later this year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.